This week on Minnesota Native News, American Indian leaders in Minnesota's urban communities want to share their expertise with Governor Dayton. White Earth continues to eye 2,000 acres, and for the first time, Dakota is offered at Minnesota State University, Mankato.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton recently proposed spending $100 million to improve the economic stability of communities of color and American Indians. Urban Indian leaders in Minneapolis and Bemidji say they want to help craft the policies and programs that are funded. Melissa Townsend tells us more.
Joe Hobot is president and CEO of the American Indian OIC. That's an education and workforce development organization working specifically with American Indians in the Twin Cities. On March 3rd, he wrote a letter to Governor Dayton describing his frustration with how the state is trying to tackle racial economic disparities. Nine of his colleagues, directors of nonprofits working in Native communities in Minneapolis and Bemidji, share his frustration, and they too sign the letter. Here's Joe Hobot.
It's a frustration born out of continually having prescriptive measures issued to us from the state or other agencies as though we have no potential input to offer.
80% of American Indians in Minnesota live off reservations. 20% live in Bemidji and the Twin Cities. Hobot says the expertise of the people living and working in these communities should be put to use as the state formulates plans.
All of those organizations that were courageous enough to sign off on that letter have been for decades providing remarkable services for our people. They are the authorities in the provision of these services. If I were on the other side of the fence just trying to envision how I would approach this problem, the first thing I would do is reach out to those types of authorities to learn from their experience.
A spokesman for Governor Dayton says the governor's plan to reduce racial economic disparities includes $33 million, quote, unassigned, to allow for the input of communities across Minnesota, including Minnesota's American Indian communities. In response to Hobot's letter, the governor's tribal liaison, Allison Jones, has reached out to Hobot and his colleagues to meet and talk about collaboration. Hobot says he hopes to begin a substantive and sustainable relationship rather than a hollow, quote, raising of awareness, end quote. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
The White Earth Band of Ojibwe is depending on the state Senate and the governor to keep a conservation project alive. For 2 years, the band has been trying to secure a state grant through the Lasard Sams Outdoor Heritage Fund to buy 2,000 acres in Clearwater County for conservation and protection. For the second year in a row, the Lasard Sams Committee approved the project only to have House Republicans strip it from the House funding bill. Chris Knopf has been consulting with White Earth throughout the legislative process.
The constitutional amendment does not say Native Americans need not apply, that American Indian tribes are excluded from these funds. That is not what the Constitution says.
The White Earth proposal is still included in the Senate version of the funding bill. If it's going to survive, it needs the support of state senators and Governor Dayton.
Eden Prairie, Hechia, Taha, Wahilo.
This year, for the very first time, students at Minnesota State University, Mankato, can take courses to learn Dakota.
I just said I'm from Eden Prairie, Minnesota.
Peyton Christopherson is Lakota and Rickara, but his fellow student Blake LaPointe is not. He is German.
I decided to take Dakota because I wanted to take a language that was more integral to the community, this community, than French or Spanish. I'm not bashing them, but I think when it comes down to it, Dakota can teach us something that all these other languages can't.
Glenn Washichuna is the teacher. He says the effort to get this class listed began a number of years ago when Dakota communities in southern Minnesota approached university administrators.
So basically it's a push from the communities to have the language here, so I agreed to do it.
Tiana Arandondo is another student in Dakota 102. She says the class is more than learning how to count and say the colors.
We talk about like everyday things, so it's nice. Like, I feel like I can have a conversation with someone.
Dakota 101 will be offered again in the fall semester. This is Minnesota Native News. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at MN Native News.